Gentlemen, welcome to the meeting of Devonport's Planning Authority Committee on Monday the 1st of April, beginning at 5:15. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. We don't have any apologies from the committee. Do we have our item 2.0? Do we have any declarations of interest in any item on this agenda? No? Item 3.0, delegated authority, planning applications approved under delegated authority from the 1st of September to the 24th of March. Can I have a move of the recommendation that this list of approvals be received?
So moved.
Thank you. Councillor Perry?
So seconded.
Councillor Murphy? Thank you. Any comments, Councillor Perry?
Oh, sorry. No, it's just a report.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy, anything to add?
Yeah, no, just a report.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Consider it closed.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. As against, the motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.0, development reports. Item 4.1, PA 2019.0029, a residential application in Fleetwood Drive, Sprayton. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I'll move it.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder?
So seconded.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Perry.
Look, it's all in the report. It did receive one representation, which was adequately answered, and I think it looks like a pretty good development to me, so I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, I agree. The planner's done a really good job on this one, so nothing to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2, PA 2019.0008, community meeting and entertainment and visitor accommodation at 10363 Bass Highway, Lillico. We have a recommendation. Do I have a mover of a recommendation, please?
I'll move it. Thank you.
Councillor Perry, thank you. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. A very interesting development. Going through the report, clearly there are a few holes in approving the project en masse. And I think the planning team has done a really good job in the recommendation into as per approving a section of it, that being the pods and the cabins, 5 and 3, but not approving at this stage the community meeting and entertainment / function centre. As I said in the report, there are a few, I guess, anomalies, for want of a better word, and I think if the applicant comes back and clears some of those up, then I think it's going to be in a much better position to have the second part of that recommendation approved. And I think the first part of the recommendation, although approved, has been adequately conditioned to ensure that it meets every standard or the standards that are expected on a development like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, it is an interesting development, that's for sure. I think Councillor Perry's sort of summed up pretty much the issues in relation to having spoken to the developer. On a little bit sort of, I think if we stray too much from what's being recommended, I don't think we're going to get a good outcome.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. If I may ask a question through you, Madam Chair. If this goes through, this recommendation of doing the units first and not the entertainment centre itself, please bear with me if I can't find it myself, but where are the toilets for the units?
Can I? Yeah, that was certainly something that was raised with, that I raised as well, Councillor. Mr. Warren.
Thank you, Mayor.
There don't seem to be any.
No, the toilets were originally proposed in the actual function centre building, we think.
So if we're not building those, that?
Although the actual, when it comes to the hydraulic capacity of the actual site, the report submitted by SEAM included the actual, the 5 units times two for 10 people for that, and also the number required in the function centre. So the actual hydraulic capacity is covered. The actual detail of where toilets are and located is not a planning matter per se. It's more of a plumbing building type matter.
Okay. All right. Because obviously the plan that we can see at the moment, there's only like a sink in there and a wardrobe
that was noted
a coffee
by
table.
Us. And the actual, you know, as a good design, I would have included a toilet within the cabin. But
so we don't have to recommend that at all?
No.
Yeah. So that will come as part of their building application?
Yes, I'd imagine that they would need to, if, depending on what the outcome of the recommendation is, that they need to amend the actual floor plan to include a toilet facility in the actual cabins, or submit a facilities building nearby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor John. Any other questions, comments?
Yes.
Is your light on? Thank you. Councillor Milburn.
I just have I'd firstly like to commend the planners for your notes. It was obviously a very difficult one to go through and to wade through all the issues that were there. A couple of representations that I see that you've got in the recommendations, the Fauna Check and the Aboriginal sites. I'd just like to ask a question, if that's okay. There was a representation from the Aboriginal Heritage Office. Does the area need to be checked before any building happens?
That matter of whether it be a Aboriginal heritage or other aspects of ecology or whatever, or endangered flora and fauna, the planning schemes have been structured in a way that if there's any other authorities which require some involvement in an application, the scheme was designed such a way that that was kept separate. Mm-hmm. So the planning scheme just simply addressed the actual local planning matters of the simple development standards and the like. It's up to the applicant to ensure that if anything pops up during construction or site works that they, as per the conditions, they need to stop work. Because there are examples around of where planning permits have been granted and then the federal government stepped in and sort of pretty well put a stop to things until a matter was being sorted out satisfactorily.
Mm-hmm. But we don't have authority to be able to
like
that first?
Those sorts of aspects, yeah.
Okay.
It's kept very, very structured in a very narrow field.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
I find this very strange. You know, I feel that the whole idea is not going to work unless it's all there. You know, if you haven't got the cabins, I think you need the cabins and the function centre for it to work. You know, toilets is probably a good example. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere, even if we do recommend half of it, which is what we're virtually doing. So no further comment.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. In relation to Councillor Jarman's query about the toilets, which was a very, which was quite a good point, and it's one I thought of as well. But I thought dot point three in the recommendation covered off on that, in that the developer is to submit a floor plan of the 5 pods for consideration prior to or at the time of the building and plumbing permit application. I thought that was sufficient coverage for that particular issue. And I do note the applicant has intimated that the function centre will be developed afterwards. So given the fact that we haven't approved the function centre as it stands, as it was presented, I'm sure, well, I would suggest the applicant may go back and reconfigure the the conference centre, function centre, whatever. So that does meet our approval, council's approval, the planning department's approval, and then subsequent to that, our approval. So, as I said, I think the planning team's got it right, and I hope we support it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. That brings us to the close of the Planning Committee meeting at 5:25. Thank you, everyone.